First, in a decision last night, Milwaukee's public school board of directors decided unanimously to end a contract for Milwaukee Police Department officers patrolling campuses. Board members cited data that students of color have been treated unfairly by officers, they say disproportionately from other students. And while student and teacher groups have been pushing for a resolution like this for years in Milwaukee and some other districts in the state, the tipping point for Milwaukee came amid weeks of protests around violent treatment of black people by police around the country. WPR's K-12 education reporter Madeline Fox has been covering this story. She joins us now. Maddie, welcome back to Central Time. Do we have Maddie?
Oh, can you hear me? Yep, I can hear you now.
So, Maddie, can you give us the steps that led to this big move coming about yesterday?
Well, it kind of depends on how far back you want to start. There's been activist groups in the area pushing for this for at least a few years, and it's certainly been on the minds of a lot of education reformers and groups around the country for quite a while. But specifically, last week, two board members proposed a resolution that would terminate MPS's contract with the police department. And then the board called an emergency meeting for a special meeting, for last night, and they voted.
So that's after, you say, a few years of activism, a pretty quick turnaround. What kind of things did board members say about why they came to this decision?
I think what was so interesting is that what I heard from a lot of the board members is that they felt that this was overdue. So in particular, one of the board members, Megan O'Halloran, reminded other board members that they'd had a student, an MPS student, actually die at the hands of police earlier this year. That was Alvin Cole, who was shot at the Wauwatosa Mall. And she felt like this probably shouldn't have taken quite as much as it did for the board to really move forward on the issue. So that was really the driving sentiment, is that they felt that it was important to do because they felt like they should have done it already. But I think that the general momentum of the protests and so much of the thoughts about also, you know, racial disparities and how COVID-19 has been affecting communities in Milwaukee has really been pushing a lot of institutions around the city, as well as around the state, as well as around the country, to sort of examine the policies that they have and see what they can change.
Now, up till this decision, what has police presence looked like in Milwaukee schools? What kind of numbers of officers might students have seen on a given school day?
So it'll depend on where on what school they're at. I talked to one student who said that they've got between 4 and 6 officers on campus on a given day. He's in high school, where there tends to be, I believe, a larger school resource officer presence. And so it does vary, but generally speaking, there's a lot of officers spread across the schools depending on the areas. One of the teachers who's also been pushing for this change pointed out to me, they're also tend to be more heavily concentrated in schools that have a larger minority student body.
We're talking to Madeline Fox, WPR education reporter, looking at the Milwaukee Public Schools Board of Directors' unanimous decision to end a contract that stations Milwaukee Police Department officers in their schools. You talked to a high school sophomore, Chris English. I want to give a listen. Chris is a fellow, I understand, at the student-led group Leaders Igniting Transformation. Here's a listen.
All the hype that's built up to this is like, it's our time now. It's our time to get them up and out of here. The world is seeing why we don't need police in our school.
So what can you tell us about this group that's been advocating for us, Leaders Igniting Transformation, or LIT?
So they are among those groups that's been pushing for this for years. So LIT formed about 2.5 years ago, and this has been a core part of their platform since the beginning, was this idea of getting not just divesting from police contracts with the schools, but also then investing that money back into the schools with counselors, with restorative justice training for all the faculty, with different resources. So it's important to keep that in mind, that it's not just, they are not just pushing for end the police contract, but also do something with that money that will help sort of negate the causes that have been pointed to as reasons to even have police on campus in the first place.
Is that something that the board of directors talked about in this decision yesterday, investing in those things that the student group was talking about?
Yes, definitely. It's part of the resolution is to look at where to spend that money instead, with a particular emphasis on what LIT, what various other groups that have been pushing for this have been asking for the money to be spent on. And actually, I talked to another teacher who said that, you know, the one thing that they don't want this to do is have the contract terminated and then sort of have it bogged down in committees for, you know, forever to try to figure out what to do with the money. There's been a lot of very concrete asks for what this money could go to instead. And so I think those weren't, you know, specifically detailed, you know, line by line in the resolution. But I think that there is a sense that they want to really start allocating that money as soon as possible to things like counselors, to things like restorative justice training and so on.
Speaking of teachers, you talked to a teacher named Angela Harris, a first grade teacher at King Elementary and head of the Black Educators Caucus. Here's a listen.
To see where we've come in a year is really impressive. It's really inspiring, but it's also sad at the same time that it took the death of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and now Rayshard Brooks to kind of put us in this position where folks are like, oh, wait, maybe we really do need to look at this a little differently. So, it's bittersweet. It's bittersweet.
And was that a common sentiment among the people you talked to, Maddie? They were happy with the pace of change now that it started, but unhappy about what it took to get there?
Yeah, I think that that's sort of been, and I would say that that's not just been the case in terms of the Milwaukee Public School contract or school contracts with police in general. I think what I've heard as I've been out covering the protests for the last few weeks is there's a lot of excitement at the momentum that's building, at the real policy changes that are being made. But there's also this sense of frustration that we don't really know anything differently now. I mean, we've been seeing really horrifying videos of men killed, men in particular, but actually all sorts of people killed by police for years. We've been having protests like this for years. And so it's really this sense of fatigue that they have to be out in the streets again, that they have to be pushing for this again. But also the sense of, well, at least some things seem to be changing.
Has the Milwaukee Police Department responded to the change?
Yes, actually, they sent an email just before the vote saying that they would support Milwaukee Public Schools board if they decided to terminate the contract, and that they were in agreement with the community voices that were saying, we want to see this money invested more in our students and in our community in ways that aren't policing. So that was actually, that took me a little bit by surprise, but that is where MPD landed on this.
And there, this isn't a complete dissociation, I understand. There's a different kind of program that Milwaukee Public Schools actually doesn't have the authority to remove. Do I have that right?
That's right. Actually, that was the source of quite a bit of the back and forth last night as the board members were talking about this resolution. There is a program that's established by state statute called truancy abatement and burglary suppression, which means which provides for four officers who focus specifically on truancy. And it also provides for a number of other programs as part of a partnership between MPS and the Boys and Girls Club and some other community stakeholders. But because it's in state statute, the board of directors can't just cleanly terminate the contract in the same way that they can with the Milwaukee Police Department for school resource officers. They did add onto the resolution a caveat that they want to sort of see if they can hold on to the money that would have gone into the TABS program and talk to the city attorney and see if there's a way to invest this money in things, again, other than police officers. But they don't necessarily have the same kind of unilateral authority to do that as they did with SROs.
You've been following this story closely in Milwaukee, and as you mentioned, the protests. Is this something that you're seeing other districts in Wisconsin start to think about?
Think about, yes. In Madison in particular, you know, the teachers' union has come out in support of terminating their contract with the police, and the school board president has also supported it, but they don't really have a timeline for doing anything about that. And actually, it's worth putting into context that as far as I can tell, and it's hard to know because there are, you know, thousands of school districts across the country, but Milwaukee is kind of early in this. I mean, we saw it in Minneapolis, we saw it in Denver, we saw it in Portland, Oregon, and then as far as I can tell, Milwaukee seems to be the fourth major school district to do something like this. So there is, you know, a tentative look at it in other districts in Wisconsin, but it's not a new idea, but it is taking some getting used to, I think, among leaders around the state.
Maddie, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Madeline Fox, Milwaukee-based K through 12 education reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. We talked with her today about Milwaukee's unanimous school board vote and its contract with the city's police department.